There are a number of details and minhagim to do with the Seder HaTfilah on Yom Kippur night. We always talk about it as being the Kol Nidre service. Actually, it's Maariv with Kol Nidre recited beforehand. In any event, the minhag is that men wear a talit at this tefillah. It's the only tefillah of the whole year round that the tzibbur wears a talit at Maariv, and the talit should be put on before nightfall, because you don't wear a talit normally at night, and certainly there's going to be a problem with the bracha if you put on your talit at night. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you should make sure to put it on before Shkia, and if for whatever reason you arrive late in shul and it's after Shkia already, then you put it on without saying a bracha. This is also important to remember for people who are going to a late Kol Nidre service, which is taking place at 9 o'clock or 9:30, whatever time it is. That's at night time, so when you put your talit on, you don't say a bracha on it. There is actually a shita that it would be better to wear somebody else's talit, and then you definitely wouldn't say a bracha on it, because there's a machloket in the Rishonim as to whether or not your own talit at night needs a bracha on it. So we don't say a bracha on it, but if you can avoid it, then it would perhaps be better in that regard. The minhag is that we take out the Sifrei Torah before Kol Nidre. Again, different minhagim. I found four different minhagim, actually. I'm guessing there might well be more. But one is that you just open the Aron HaKodesh, but you don't take out the Sifrei Torah. The other is that you take out the Sifrei Torah and then you put them back before Kol Nidre. That's what the Mate Ephraim says. Presumably the reason is you take them out and to take them round the tzibur for everybody to kiss and to give them a feeling of Eima and Yira in the presence of the Sefer Torah. Others say that you take them out for Kol Nidre and put them back after Kol Nidre, before davening Maariv. In the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says that you take them out for Kol Nidre, and then you keep them by the Chazan through Baruch Hu, and then after Baruch Hu you return them to the Aron HaKodesh, so they're out for the beginning of the Tefillah. There is a minhag in many places that you get a drosha on Kol Nidre night. So in actual fact, this isn't just sort of a modern innovation, but it's got halachic basis to it. The Mishnah at the beginning of the second perek of Masechet Tanit talks about on a Tanit Tzibur that they would take the Aron HaKodesh out into the street, etc., etc., and the Chacham would say that's Divrei Kavu. He would say words of rebuke to the people, and then they would pray. The Tiferet Yisrael, in his commentary on the Mishnah there, says that's the basis of the minhag, that the drasha should be before Maariv rather than after Maariv. He says in some places they give the drasha at the end on Kol Nidre night. No, it should be before davening, because it should be to inspire the people for the tefillah. I suppose it's one of the challenges of the Rav is to also make sure that the drasha is something which is inspirational rather than very boring. An interesting question comes up with regard to the bracha of Shechianu. So the poskim seem to say, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Mate Ephraim and Mishnah Brura, they all seem to say that the Chazan says the bracha of Shechianu, but everybody should say it themselves quietly, in the undertone, as it were, and then respond to the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur as well. So the question is, why does everybody need to say the bracha of Shechianu themselves? Just listen to it from the Chazan. Barovam Hadrat Melech. In many instances, it's better that the Chazan should say the bracha, and everybody should be yotzei with that. Why is this any different? So, in actual fact, it seems that there is a discussion about this in the poskim, and it's based on a Magen Avraham in particular, who says that everybody should say the bracha themselves. So he quotes the Kolbo as also saying that. His reason is because, by and large, people don't know that when the Shliach Tzibur is saying it, that they should have in mind to be Yotzei, and the Shliach Tzibur doesn't have in mind that he should be Motzi them. So it's really only on a technicality that he's saying that. The Shla is brought down as saying that certainly you can rely on the bracha of the Shatz, and some quote the Shla as saying that you should rely on the bracha of the Shatz, but certainly you could do. The Shatz should have in mind that he's saying the bracha on behalf of everybody in shul, or certainly those who want to be Yotzei, and anybody who wants to be Yotzei with the bracha of Shehianu can say Amen to it rather than saying the bracha themselves. What should be noted, though, of course, is that women who've said the bracha of Shehianu when they lit candles on Kol Nidre night, so they shouldn't say the bracha again in shul because they've already said the bracha of Shehianu. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down a minhag that some people have is to sleep in the shul on Kol Nidre night, or actually stay awake as much as they can. They spend the whole night in shul saying Tehillim and Tchinot and such things, and when they get very exhausted, so they lie down on some benches at the back, they should make sure they're far away from the Aron HaKodesh, so if they break wind or anything like that during the night, it's not offensive to the Aron HaKodesh. Obviously, you don't sit in shul on Kol Nidre night just schmoozing with friends or critiquing the Chaz and the choir and the Rav's Rosha, but Yom Kippur is a day of Lifnei Hashem, a day when the entire day we are in Hashem's presence, and some people really don't want to be out of Hashem's presence at all, and for those who are able to, this is obviously a very meritorious practice, but for many people you need a reasonable night's sleep to be able to get through the avodah of the following day and to daven properly and to with kavanah, not to fall asleep in the middle of Pesukei Tzimra already. Ad kan.